If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Axar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the divine love that forever prevails and forever is. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening our seminar topic is, Wow, what just happened? Suddenly, everything changed. So, if you're ready, take a deep breath and call yourself forward in all of your magnificence, as much as can inhabit your physical vehicle. Take another deep breath and be open for the miracles. The miracles that take us beyond what we could not even imagine. And ask, if you will, for that miracle that is your own deliverance from illusions. Your own deliverance into full love. Your own deliverance from every dark dream and every dreary illusion. A miracle is a change in perspective. It is a shift beyond time. A miracle is both normal and natural. We are all miracle workers. We're all divinely designed to be facilitators of the miraculous. Miracles are always born of love. Miracles are proof that God is love. And love knows neither obstacles nor limitations. Miracles should be experienced every day. And when they aren't, something is out of kilter. Something's out of spiritual alignment. So we are each being prepared to shift into the miraculous. This age that we are moving into has been called the age of the Holy Spirit. The age of the whole Spirit. Are you ready? It's now. And for me, it was today. So I'm going to tell you what happened to me during the night and this morning, because suddenly everything changed. So wow, what just happened? This morning, which is January the 4th, 2018, Happy New Year, everyone, I just experienced what feels like a total shift into a higher reality, a higher timeline, one that's more positive, or if we could say a more positive version of this earth. So I'm wondering if any of you have been experiencing anything similar. And realize that each one of us will probably, I'm speculating here because who knows for sure, but I believe every one of us will experience this shift in a unique way that most delights your heart, that is most attuned to your nature, but in the highest and most positive sense. So in my case, it all began New Year's Eve. Oddly, New Year's Eve, I was bummed, which is very unusual for me, as I tend to be positive and patient by nature. However, this New Year's Eve, as I watched the festivities in New York Times Square on TV, I was feeling impatient and weary of the whole scene. Sometime in the evening, Co-Commander Solario called me to brightly announce that she'd experienced a shift to a new alternate reality. However, I was feeling so disenchanted with the whole earthly, seemingly endless parade of meaningless nonsense that I couldn't appreciate what she was saying. I didn't really hear her, and oddly enough, our phone connection kept cutting out, which I interpreted now as not my being in the same frequency as she was, which in this case was a much higher one. Later, I prayed because I don't like being in a bummed-out state. Who does? And I asked for assistance in shifting my attitude and my vibration and clearing any negativity I may have picked up. I asked for whatever assistance could be given, that I could be the purest conduit for divine love and such. And I began to express my gratitude for what I had in my life right now, which always works to shift a bad mood, by the way. I felt immediate relief, and I slept soundly and had beautiful spiritual dreams. Actually, I dreamt of Lord Ganesha, the beloved elven-headed god, or son of Shiva and Parvati, and he was washing my feet in the dream, and I was so moved I cried. And I went through several inner plane experiences in which I awoke within the dream and then continued the dream, or the inner plane experience, however you could interpret it. So it seemed like during the night something was happening to me. I got up in the night, marched into the bathroom, and felt completely surcharged with energy. I felt new. I felt like I had been shown something so magnificent. I looked in the mirror and I decried, I'm 45 years old. I don't know why I picked 45. Later on, I figured out it was because at the age of 45, I really was in the time of my life in which I was expressing everything that I truly loved and truly valued during that cycle. It didn't end, but that was like a point in which I could say, yes, that was an extremely pleasant and powerful time in my life. So anyway, I went back and I felt incredible energy in the body, just incredible vivacity, and like I was surcharged with a completely new frequency. And I went into a state, I was not asleep. I definitely was not asleep. I definitely was conscious. But I was completely in another reality, completely living in an alternate reality. You could call it a timeline. You could call it a shift into a higher dimension. I don't know. I don't have the answers now. I'm just going to share my experience. So it was New Year's Day. I'm backtracking a little now to the 1st of January. When I had awakened after being in a bad mood the night before for New Year's Eve, and I felt very happy and positive as I sat to do my usual spiritual exercises and my contemplation, which is what we do when we practice the sound current path. But I took a different approach. This January, I didn't feel like doing my usual mantras and my usual things that I do, my usual chanting. I felt inspired to consider, what would I like to experience in my soul realm, or heaven, if you will? Only in the sound current teachings, we experience the soul realm while we're alive. We don't wait to die to go to heaven. We move our awareness into those higher realms while we're still in the body. Excuse me. So within those formless realms of soul and above, which are the God realms, and their realms of divine bliss, we create and imagine and import whatever forms we wish to experience and have there. So, continuing on from the 1st of January, I'll get back to my experience on the 4th in a minute. I want to give you some background here. Here is where you can use the approach I just described of determining what you would like to experience in your own heavenly ideal realm that you fill with your favorite people, places, and things. So I did what was like a life review, where I mentally revisited all my favorite places and friends and activities throughout my life. And since you are looking only for your happiest and most memorable pastime experiences, you'll find this to be so interesting and pleasurable that you'll transcend time and the ego mind naturally and effortlessly. So this process has been referred to by our teacher, John Roger, as a soul realm mock-up. But I found in using my own life and my own experiences, it took on an especially powerful meaning where it had not before. That's where we need to really use our own life and our own experiences to catapult us into our own higher version of reality. So, for example, you could start as I did by deciding what kind of trees you might like to have in your soul realm. Trees? Yeah, trees. We all like trees, right? Well, for me, I had to have eucalyptus, oak, pepper trees, and palms. What kinds of flowers, plants, terrain, animals, and so forth would you like to have in your higher dimensional home? Well, for me, it all seemed to be a replica of Southern California. The areas of Ojai, Santa Barbara, Montecito, all of those areas are like my most favorite places on earth. So here I have to point out something. You see, when we transition into the next dimension, or alternative higher realities, whether that's through passing from the physical or transcending in higher awareness or dimensional shift, we will experience a life and a lifestyle very similar to what we've experienced in the physical earth, only without the negative aspects. That's where it differs. And so it will contain all of the things we most love and enjoy. The people, the activities, whatever we're the most fond of, without the pain and the fatigue of the physical third dimensional realm and body. So keep going. And keep imagining and importing and seeing what your ideal home would be. Mine was a Spanish-style hacienda, surrounded by bougainvillea and roses and white star jasmine and wisteria. And there was a central courtyard with a garden and featuring a splashing fountain. So what kind of a home would you ideally like to live in? That is what you will have as you move into this higher dimension. So remember, in those higher levels, you create by visualization, and it's instant in those realms. Here, you have the time-space factor, which gives the illusion of sequential unfoldment or evolution, but that does not apply in the higher realms. So you can also change and alter whatever you have visualized with visualizing something else. So don't feel like you're stuck with that one thing, because the visualization and the creation are instantaneous in the higher realms. Likewise, you can be wherever you want to be by simply having that intention to be somewhere else, and immediately you appear somewhere else. Now, consider, what will you be doing in that higher reality? Well, chances are it's what you most love doing here in this dimension of the earth. I most enjoy working with people spiritually through counseling and teaching and speaking. So I would obviously continue doing that. Whatever dimension I'm on, I am who I am and I do what I do, right? And the same applies to you. So like that, begin to import all you can imagine you'd like to have, do, and experience in your higher dimensional life or within the soul realms. And that's what I did on New Year Day 2018. It filled me with joy. I also started my day with taking a walk and then a jog along the beach in Malibu, but within my mind. All of this was within the creative imagination, but it was real. It's been scientifically proven that the physical body responds to imagining you are exercising in a similar fashion that it would if you were physically exercising. That really caught my attention. In fact, I understand that Tai Chi was originally done by the monks in meditation because they didn't want to take the time to disturb themselves to physically exercise. I don't know if that's true, but it sure rang a chord with me. So the key to it is to it being really effective is to really place yourself there in your mind's eye so that you actively feel, you feel it in your body, the pleasure of your body moving with strength and ease and agility like a panther, every muscle responding with sheer exuberant pleasure. If you're jogging on the beach, imagine the sound of the seagulls overhead and the waves rolling in and out, and feel the wet sand under your feet. Smell the salty sea air and be there. And you are. That's how powerful our creative imagination is. If you can see it and feel it, you will be it. That's a law in the spiritual realms. It's a law, too, here in the physical, because eventually what we keep visualizing and holding in our consciousness will manifest in the physical. We just have the time factor here, which doesn't always match. You know, it seems sometimes it takes a long time for us to manifest. And unfortunately, most of us are very, very good at manifesting what we don't want because often we pay more attention to that than to what we do want. So you can also do your yoga, your dance, your Tai Chi, your Qigong by imagining each movement in your mind, but very carefully. You know, very carefully, so that you're experientially in that process. And this will be of immense value to you as you learn to operate beyond the physical body and the physical dimension. This ability to focus and mentally visualize with great detail is the way you train your mind to serve the higher soul purpose. And a well-trained mind able to visualize and creatively imagine is a great tool that we will use as multidimensional cosmic co-creators. So that's how I began my New Year's Day. And today is the fourth day, which perhaps it, all of the things I've described have paved the way for my extremely powerful experience today. So I started my day racing with my master teacher, John Roger, and we decided to race each other to the Santa Monica Pier. And we were using what I like to call our llama leaping strides. For you dancers, a llama leap is like a grand jeté, where you take a great leap. Only when you're a dancer, it takes a tremendous amount of effort and skill and technique to do a really high, beautiful grand jeté. However, llama leaping is more of a thing of momentum, where you have no effort at all. You simply leap, and it's almost like you're flying. You barely touch the ground as you complete the leap. You have a momentum that carries you into the next and the next and the next. So it's a running technique used by the llamas in Tibet, where they can cover really long distances with these leaping strides without any fatigue. And so that's what we were doing. So imagine it in your mind, and you may, you know, because you may have been a leaping llama yourself in a previous incarnation. Years ago, I found out that I could physically do this, and I used to llama leap in the rocky arroyos of Topanga Canyon here in California, and I could leap, you know, barely skimming above these rocks, because the arroyos are very, very rocky. And in the rainy season, they become, rivers. So in the dry season, they're very rocky and very hard to hike. But doing the llama leaps, I could cover, you know, miles of that with no fatigue. Anyway, John Roger and I both arrived at the same time. And he said, it's because we are one at that higher level, which I thought was very sweet. Now, that started an experience that is so out of the ordinary that perhaps only those who've had a similar shift will relate to what I'm going to share. But those of you that have yet to experience your shift, I truly believe that you will. And when you do, perhaps my account may be of assistance to you. I seem to be a sort of forerunner in this dimensional shift. I was one of the very, very first spiritual teachers to ever teach ascension. I think there were two others at the time, Joanna Cherry and another gentleman, I forget his name now. But back in those days, it was a very new topic. And we had a lot of illusions about what that might look like, what it might be like. And we were kind of disappointed when it didn't happen in the mid-90s as we all suspected it would. We were all expecting an outer phenomenal physical shift, which now I think we're beginning to realize is going to be an inner transformation and shift in consciousness. It's not going to be moving up into the sky in long white robes. There was a point in which we even bought long white robes for our ascension. So we passed through many, many stages of where we're working with our own misunderstandings and trying to phenomenalize that which apparently is a gift of grace. It's apparently something that comes of grace through the working of the Holy Spirit within us and not through our own shenanigans. So we're moving into a new earth paradigm, and it's a transfer of consciousness from one perspective to another. At least that's apparently what it is, according to what we or some of us understand now, including myself. So this morning I was not asleep, but fully aware. Yet I was in a totally different reality and in a state beyond my usual surroundings. I had absolutely no... I was not here, okay? I was in another state, 100% and awake and aware there. I was consciously living in a different dimension of reality. During that time, I was periodically shown what appeared to be like a brochure, which had a certain word that seemed to serve in triggering and anchoring this new alternative reality physically, as I was feeling very physical. So I could physically feel and act as I normally would throughout this experience. As I said earlier, it must have started in the middle of the night. Though my consciousness of the process, it's so odd. It was not a visualization. I was not efforting. In other words, I was not trying to make this happen. I was not visualizing. I was not in any way controlling what took place. I was in a direct experience. And it was during the time that I normally would spend and a lot to doing my spiritual exercises and contemplations in the morning, which we would call also meditation or active meditation of the sound current. And I usually do that for 2 or 3 hours, depending on how long the energies flow. And I was beyond time in the experience, but when I later looked at the time, it had been a little over 3 hours that I had been in that altered state, very consciously. So in the night, as I had shared earlier, I had gotten up a couple times and was aware that I was tremendously surcharged with energy. And with 100% conviction and belief, I announced to my smiling face in the mirror, I'm 45 years old. And every part of my body completely bought that, owned it, and believed it. And that itself was interesting, and my body started responding quite differently. How to describe it? Suddenly I am younger. And when I announced my age, it was with a complete knowledge that that simply was true. The shift affected me on every level, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and I am renewed. I was reminded during the process of a friend, Matisha, who is a musician and songwriter, and he sang a song in which he had these lyrics which suddenly came to my mind. These light beings have changed me in the night. And I was aware that light beings have changed me in the night. And these light beings are changing you and everyone during the night. When we think we are asleep, when we imagine that our bodies and our minds are this reality of the third dimension, fraught with so much pain and suffering and war and ugliness, we imagine that to be the real world. And we're sound asleep, having a very bad nightmare. And these light beings are changing us. They're changing that point of view in the night, but gently and gradually, so that we awaken without shock, without trauma. And I understand now firsthand that while yet we seem to be asleep, all the while our DNA, our cells, our consciousness has been adjusted and changed for this process that we all, I believe, are destined to experience. All the whole light beings of love and light, angelic beings, if you will, have been preparing you and me and every one of us to graduate into a new level of reality. We sometimes call it the New Earth or the Golden Age. But it is a reality where love, joy, and peace prevail. A reality where there are no negative or harmful elements at all. They will simply vanish from our memory. That's all. They will vanish like a mirage in the sunlight. Perhaps our bodies will gradually rejuvenate and outpicture perfect health. Mine appears to be in that process right now. It's interesting. Several friends who've known me for many years have remarked that I seem to be getting younger each year. I laughed and I said, well, it must be good genes, or maybe it's my Venusian heritage. Now, as I look back at the photos from the last 8 birthdays, I'm amazed. So, perhaps we will be aging in reverse. So, this is a new journey for me, as well as you. I don't have answers now. Will it last? Is it real? Did it really happen? Yeah, to me it did. And we'll just see how it pans out, won't we? I can say this. What I experienced and realized today is more wonderful and thrilling than I ever could have imagined. The Bible has a statement, something to the effect that eye has not seen, nor has the mind of man imagined the glories that God has prepared for those who love him. And my most precious brothers and sisters, those of you who are walking home with me, you who have demonstrated your love for God and humanity in countless lifetimes, where you've given your best and sometimes your all in selfless service, please take heart. Just when many of us were or are asking, when will this 3D nightmare ever end? I remember saying that to Solario on New Year's Eve. And then suddenly, without warning, we are shifted into this kinder, gentler reality, as Ashtar has often called it. So now I'm looking forward to calling Commander Solario, for now I'm ready to hear about her shift into the higher reality. And now I'll be able to share mine with her. So if any of you have experienced a similar shift, please contact me on Facebook. You can find me under Ashtar Athena Charon. And I'd love to know about it, and then, of course, share it with others. Now, there's some things that prefaced my experience, which I'd like to go over with you, because I believe now that they were connected, very definitely connected. There's an old esoteric saying, as above, so below. As within, so without. And of course, this only applies to the lower psychic and material realms. It does not apply in the really high, high, high realms. But here in the physical realm, it very much applies. Sometimes it's been referred to as the golden-tongued wisdom. It's when the puzzle pieces or the interconnection between the inner and the outer states of consciousness start showing up in your physical everyday life. It makes for a very fun and interesting life. Many of you who are taking MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness discourses, or the discourses offered through Ekankar, you will find that often there's a direct and distinct correlation between the topic of that particular monthly discourse and your experiences and your dreams. So you have to be aware that there's a whole group of beings, call them masters, angels, teachers, guides, benefactors, people who've known and loved you in other incarnations, whatever, that are with you at any given moment. You are never alone. You're surrounded by your teammates, those people who love you, who are looking out for you, who are cheering you on, but are also leaving you alone so you can learn your own lessons. They don't interfere with your consciousness. That's a big no-no, by the way. You can never invade or inflict or even ask for a particular thing for another person without their specific request. And even then, it's better to just put the light with them for the highest good and leave it up to God to decide what that highest good is. We have to be very careful not to invade, inflict, coerce, or in any way try to change another person's consciousness. You'll notice in these seminars, we almost never tell you what to do. We make suggestions and we ask you questions so you can find your own answers. It is your responsibility to create your own life, your own reality, your own way, and to do what you want to do. There is no one way except your way. So each one of us is designed to be the way, the truth, and the life, with a capital L. We are life in expression. And each one of us is unique in how we do that. So, there is an interesting connection between our inner and outer states of consciousness. So you might want to start noticing how they show up, how that connection is showing up for you. I remember there was a time when we were driving down south, Solariel and I, in a state that had those advertising signs. Every few minutes you'd have another advertisement on a sign. And we were given a whole sequential message from Spirit on those road signs. It was amazing. Another time, we were paying a lot of attention to the bumper, messages on the bumpers, license plates, what I'm trying to say, of the passing cars. And again, messages would flash. We would see all kinds of absolutely unmistakable spiritual messages that pertain to something we were focused on at the time. You might find that you're asking a question inwardly, and you turn on the radio, and the answer comes in the next song that comes up. This is how the golden-tongued wisdom speaks. It's so fun when you begin noticing, because it's like the whole world conspires, the whole universe conspires to outpicture what you would know, what you would learn, what you would inquire into. For example, in my case, I had just watched a portion of The Wizard of Oz. I watched the portion where the oil is being injected in the Tin Man's rusty joints. Now, it took quite a while for the oil to work through his joints. But sooner than you can imagine, he is skipping along the yellow brick road with Dorothy and the rest. So, for example, do you have rusty joints? Well, I imagine my knee joints being injected with synovial fluid, lubricating them, enabling them to move with ease. When you exercise, you might want to imagine the synovial fluid lubricating your joints and allowing them to move with ease. And this is where you need to visualize or actually move your joints as you imagine the lubrication, because that exercise is what keeps the synovial fluid moving through that joint and keeping it flexible. A very practical visualization, wouldn't you say? So during Christmas time, for the first time, I was in the mood to watch several of the Hallmark Channel movies. Now, these are always positive and miraculous, and there's always a happy ending. And I'd go to bed feeling so happy and hopeful and peaceful. So they had a really good effect on my consciousness. Today, as I was contemplating the experience I was having, it occurred to me that the Hallmark movies are showing us a life really as it's meant to be, in the higher dimensional reality, or New Earth, or Golden Age. So, in the higher reality, love and miracles prevail. Miracles, as I've said, are always born of love. And Jesus says in A Course in Miracles that a happy ending to all things is assured. And, of course, in the Hallmark movies, a happy ending is always assured. But not only in the Hallmark movies, but in the New Earth reality. And always in the soul and God realms. Perhaps it's difficult for some of us to realize that negativity in every single form is born of illusion. It is not real. There is nothing evil in existence. There is only a mental illusion, a mistaken idea, which is very easy to correct. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. It's the inner monitor, the inner master, the inner tutor, the inner teacher that immediately corrects our mistaken thoughts when we turn them over to Him. So Jesus, the Master Jesus, has said that He is in charge of this process, which He calls the atonement, or our joining with our true self. And He, being the vehicle of the Holy Spirit, and showing us how to also come into alignment and be vehicles of the Holy Spirit or the whole Spirit, we are being taught this new way of being that is natural to the sons and daughters of God that we are. It's natural to us. And so that's why we suffer so when we fall into the nightmare dream of being on the physical earth, confined in a physical body. But Jesus tells us that we've never been here at all. We are not the mind, we are not the body, we have nothing to do with them whatsoever. We have never left the heart of God. We've never left home. We've never, ever changed what God has created perfect. That is to say, you and me. There's been no change at all. We remain as God created us. I am as God created me. That is one thing you and I can say with absolute 100% security in knowing we're speaking the truth. So as we shift into the new reality, suddenly all the possibilities are available. The things that seemed impossible to us in the third dimension are found to be illusions. All the things that put a stopper and a block and an obstacle, suddenly we find vanish in the light of truth. And that's why Jesus said that we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. So the Course in Miracles is all about Jesus reversing how we have been thinking and seeing and interpreting and showing us a new way to look at things, new things to consider, and new possibilities, which are all based on miracles and love. And all the dreary dreams and illusions vanish as we realize we are free. We've been delivered through grace. Those whole light beings have changed us in the night. And we are awakening to a real world, One that the Course of Miracles has described as the world that God has made and preserved for us forever. A world that we are in right now. We're in that world right now. Isn't that the strangest thing? We're home right now. We've just fallen asleep. That part that knows that has been covered up by mental conditioning. That's why we call it the ego mind. And try as much as we can with our own efforts. We've needed help. We've needed help. We've needed something more than our own puny efforts to awaken us beyond our own mistaken identity and our own interpretations of what anything is for. And we're taught in A Course in Miracles by our elder brother that nothing we see means anything. It has no power. It has not affected us. It has done nothing to us. It doesn't really exist. Instead, it's an interpretation of a very tiny little peanut-sized point in the brain that is the functioning, let's say, projector of the illusion, which we could call the ego mind. It pushes God out. But there has never, according to Jesus, been a fall. There are no fallen angels. No one has fallen. No one is lost. God loves all of its creation, and out of God come all things. You were born because God had an idea of sharing and extending love. And thus, you became the word of love. And seem to extend into a physical body, but never left. You never left home. So we might say that you followed a sensation of love into a density of frequency with which you imagined you were encased and confined. But as you know the truth, which is taught to you from within, by again that whole spirit that you truly are, as you began to awaken, gradually you begin to see. And the seeing is interesting because it begins with a shift in your physical eyesight. Some of you think you are having eye trouble. But the fact is, your eyesight in the physical does not see clearly, as evidenced by the fact that so many of us are having blurred vision as we ascend. And yet at the same time, our spiritual vision is getting more sharp. As the physical outer illusion begins to actually fade, becomes more and more blurry, so it seems at the same time the inner vision is becoming more and more clear. Just noticing, you know, not making a big case for it, not saying that's the absolute truth, but just observing what is, what seems to be happening. But in the Course in Miracles, Jesus describes how you begin to see, when you're starting to see into that next dimension, you began to see an outline of golden light around ordinary objects. That happened to me. I didn't know it was. I wasn't studying the Course in Miracles when it happened to me. But I remember getting up in the night and going into the bathroom, and I saw a thin golden light all around the bath mat, the bathroom mat. And Jesus described that as the first evidence of beginning to see in the higher dimension. And then you'll see little quivery things through the periphery of your, through the side of your side vision, your peripheral vision. Little quiggles, sometimes little geometric shapes. Sometimes flashes, you'll want to turn your head, and when you do, they vanish. So you have to kind of look obliquely, and you can, if you don't strain too hard, sometimes you'll catch a glimpse of something from another dimension. And then you'll see flashes of light, very often purple, or white, or sparkles. And some say that those are thought forms of the masters. Some say they're entities. Some say they're higher thought forms or spirits. And then in the last few years, we've been seeing the orbs, haven't we? Sai Baba said they're spirits. Somebody took a picture of the street outside Baba's ashram in Puttaparthi, the little township there. And there were millions and millions of orbs. And so somebody showed the picture to Sai Baba and said, "What are these orbs?" And he said that they are spirits, souls, that are coming to be with him. So now we have another phenomena that's bleeding through, let's say, the reality that's actually beginning to merge. So whether we're merging into a higher vision of reality or version of reality, or we're actually moving into it is a moot question, because it seems like they're both happening at the same time. We're seeing more into the subtle planes around the earth. The television programs are filled with supernatural accounts of where the other dimensions are becoming visible to people. And as that transformation begins to work, and it affects the way we visually see, at the same time we're noticing, more and more people are noticing the sound in their heads. Rarely is it tinnitus. More often than not, it is God calling your name through the living word of the sound current. And you learn to ride that inner sound. You begin to visualize golden notes of the heavenly sound current falling like gentle snow or like nectar and drops of bliss into your mind. And you begin to rock back and forth with that wonderful rhythm of the sound, God. Until more and more of your divine being becomes one with that sound. Until one day you realize, I am the living word of God. I am the living word. And that's true. And so the seeing and the hearing begin to attune you to the ways that God communicates, which is through the divine light and the divine sound. The divine light becomes clarity at the soul level and revelation at the levels within the God realms. Revelation is how we see and how the mysteries, I would say, are revealed directly It bears no resemblance whatsoever to what we call revelation here in this dimension. In fact, I can't even speak of it. But it's direct God sight and God knowing at the same time. And it always reveals that which is impossible for us to understand in the mind at the human state. We must move to that in our highest God consciousness. So God speaks to you as insight, as clarity, as knowing, and ultimately as direct revelation of the deepest mysteries. The sound current becomes that which dissolves everything else, but the purest, holiest, immortal essence of what we are. It is the Ananda, the Paramananda, the supreme bliss of complete immersion in your immortal self. We are actually embodiments of the divine light and sound. We are the living light and the living word of Supreme Source, which as it extends through the time-space continuum, manifests as unconditional love. And so the whole purpose of our having this dream of not being that, perhaps, has been for the purpose of awakening to that within the dream and functioning for a while as lucid dreamers, enjoying a happy dream of awakening and returning to that which we've never left. Perhaps. What do you think? Moreover, what do you know? What do you know of yourself? What do you know that you know unshakably of yourself? There is nothing that will ever be denied you when you truly want to see, want to hear, want to know with all your heart. But be vigilant for the things of good report, for the things of positive upliftment, because those have been God sent and God blessed and pertain to truth. Whereas every single negative energy simply comes into your presence so that you can dissolve it in love. It's coming to you to be returned to love. Every negative thought, every negative belief, every negative anything comes to you as an embodiment of divine love and light and sound so that you can return it home to reality, to truth, to love. I hope this has been helpful. Let's enjoy this walk, this soaring, this transferring. That's happening. Let's enjoy it. Let's share it. Because we're all going home together as one. I send blessings to each and every one of you for the most enlightening and expansive and abundant and joyous 2018 possible. And let's raise our hands and send light from our palm chakras. And imagine the earth and every sentient life form blessed with our holiness and our wholeness and our love. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. And may all the worlds, within worlds, be happy. And thus, let's close our show, chanting on I, you. Deep breath. On I, you. Grace.